Bullock County Commissioners met for their last meeting of the year on Tuesday, December 19, 2023. During the meeting, they recognized three Bullock County public safety officials who are retiring in January 2024, including Lee Eccles, Deputy Director of Bullock Public Safety; Doug Vickers, Director of Bullock County EMS; Ted Wynn, Bullock County Public Safety Director. They also announced who will be replacing these leaders. Randy Tillman, Bullock County Correctional Facility Warden, was named Public Safety Director. Randy Tillman has served Bullock County since 2018 as Warden of the Bullock County Correctional Facility. Prior to his time here, he served as the Warden for the U.S. Marshals Facility in Lovejoy, Georgia. He retired from the Georgia Department of Corrections in 2014 after 30 years of service. He is a graduate of Thomas University in Thomasville. Brian Hendricks, Bullock County EMS Deputy Director, was appointed Bullock EMS Director. Brian Hendricks has served with Bullock County EMS for almost 25 years. He began part-time in 1999, coming on board full-time in 2000. In 2012, he stepped into the role of paramedic supervisor. He served as Deputy Director since 2018. Before joining the department, Brian worked for Evans County's EMS while attending paramedic school at Ogeechee Technical College. He holds numerous certifications in the emergency medical field, including the EMS Director's Management and Leadership Training Course. A 1993 graduate of Statesboro High School, Brian and his wife Melissa have two children, live in Bullock County, and attend Compassion Christian Church. Continue reading for more on all of the business covered in the commission meeting. Approved, consent agenda. 1. Minutes approval. Tuesday, December 5, 2023, 5:30 p.m. 2. Motion to approve the purchase of key fire hose from 10-8. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted $20,000 to purchase new fire hose. This purchase will help our department equip our engines with new modern fire hose that will increase water flow while operating at lower pressures. This will reduce the stress and workload of our firefighters and aid in better fire suppression. This hose has become the standard for BCFD, so to maintain standardized equipment across the fleet of apparatus. 3. Motion to approve the purchase of MSA Altair 5X gas detectors from Fireline. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted $25,000 to purchase new gas monitors. This purchase will help our department equip our engines with the ability to monitor air quality for the citizens. This will ensure a safe environment for the citizens and our firefighters when responding to reported gas leaks, carbon monoxide alarms, and other emergencies. This gas detector has become the standard for BCFD, so to maintain standardized equipment across the fleet of apparatus. 4. Motion to approve the purchase of two 7-ton HVAC replacement units. Staff request the approval to purchase two 7-ton HVAC units to replace two aging 7-ton HVAC units at Airport FBO. Office received three quotes, see attachment. Staff recommends approval. 5. Motion to approve a lease agreement with Justin Barnes. Lease agreement beginning January 1, 2024, by and between the Bullock County Board of Commissioners D.B.A. the Statesboro Bullock County Airport and Justin Barnes. See attached lease agreement. Staff recommends approval. 6. Motion to approve a lease agreement with DTM Enterprises, LLC and Randy Childs. Lease agreement beginning January 1, 2024, by and between the Bullock County Board of Commissioners D.B. A. the Statesboro Bullock County Airport and DTM Enterprises, LLC and Randy Childs. See attached lease agreement. Staff recommends approval. 7. Motion to approve a lease agreement with Dr. Russell Harrington. Lease agreement beginning January 1, 2024, by and between the Bullock County Board of Commissioners D.B. A. the Statesboro Bullock County Airport and Dr. Russell Harrington. See attached lease agreement. Staff recommends approval. 8. Motion to approve a lease agreement with Statesboro Aviation, LLC and Kelly Brown. lease agreement beginning January 1, 2024 by and between the Bullock County Board of Commissioners D.B.A. the Statesboro Bullock County Airport and Statesboro Aviation, LLC and Kelly Brown. See attached lease agreement. Staff recommends approval. 9. Approve a lease agreement with Southeast Avionics, LLC and Jeremy Hill Building 15. Lease agreement beginning January 1, 2024 by and between the Bullock County Board of Commissioners D.B.A. the Statesboro Bullock County Airport and Southeast Avionics, LLC and Jeremy Hill. See attached lease agreement. Staff recommends approval. 10. Approve a lease agreement with Southeast Avionics LLC and Jeremy Hill Building 12. Lease agreement beginning January 1, 2024 by and between the Bullock County Board of Commissioners D.B.A. the Statesboro Bullock County Airport and Southeast Avionics, LLC and Jeremy Hill. See attached lease agreement. Staff recommends approval. 11. Motion to approve a contract for appraisal services with GMAS, Inc. The contract with GMAS, Inc. is for the appraisal, to be conducted by GMAS, of low-income housing tax credit properties, a unique and complex class of real estate. These properties require specialized appraisal methodology that GMAS has developed and is uniquely qualified to perform. The request will ensure this class of property is accurately valued. The contract is to be funded by our budget line item for revaluations with no amendment necessary. 12. Resolution to approve ACCG Group Self-Insurance Workers' Compensation Fund, GSIWCF, renewal. As required by state law, Bullock County purchases workers' compensation coverage to fund medical expenses and wage benefits for employees who sustain work-related injuries. ACCG Group Self-Insurance Workers' Compensation Fund, GSIWCF, is the provider for this coverage, which renews in January of each year. The expiring agreement with ACCG provides coverage with a $300,000 per claim deductible. ACCG has offered a renewal quotation with the same terms and deductible level as the expiring coverage. The estimated contribution, or premium, on the renewal is $127,524, which is higher than last year's estimated contribution of $102,605. This increase was not unexpected and is due in part to increased payroll as well as a decrease in the ACCG planned dividend distribution. Staff has evaluated this proposal and finds it to be in order. We recommend approval of the attached resolution authorizing the 2024 renewal. 13. Approve the replacement of AC units for the 911 building. The AC units at the 911 building are 15 years old. There are 8 AC units, one was replaced 2 years ago. We now need to replace the existing 7 units. We had 3 vendors to submit a price to replace the units. JD Heating and Air, Peach State and Deals HVAC. JD Heating and Air was the lowest. 14. Motion to grant a 2024 alcoholic beverage renewal license for package retail beer and wine sales to certain establishments with a current 2023 license. Off-premises MPM Convenience Store, Billy Hodges, Amerijit Core Frozen Sun, Inc. Nadia Dried On The Go No. 33 Inc. On the go number 24 Melissa Marie Sekarist Jalaram Inc. Mahir Patel on premises 5 Hives and Vines LLC Eric Van Otteren, Zach Van Otteren 15. Motion grant an alcoholic beverage license for retail beer and wine sales to Savon K. Desai Kodayer 3180 LLC 3180 U.S. Highway 25 Tatesboro, Georgia, 30461 Mr. Desai has met the county's requirements for the submission of an alcohol application. Please see the attached application for review. Approval is recommended. 16. Approve the reappointment for Jean Ann Marsh, Schubert Lane, Ryan Brannan and Betsy Reiner to the Planning and Zoning Commission to serve terms beginning January 1, 2024 and ending December 31, 2027. New BUSINESSAPPROVED1. Motion to approve a tentative calendar for the Board of Commissioners' regular meetings for calendar year 2024. Motion to approve a tentative calendar of 2024 meeting dates for the Bullock County Board of Commissioners. Discussion addressing the November 5, 2024 meeting, which falls on an election day, necessary to accommodate various parties. They voted to move the Tuesday, November 5 meeting to Wednesday, November 6, 2024. Approved 2. Motion to approve a contract with Kimley Horn & Associates, Inc., in the amount of $158,000 to perform design services for the Brannan Pond Road Drainage Project, to be funded by TSPLOST, following state and federal guidelines for procurement of engineering design services. County staff selected the most qualified firm for this project based on scoring criteria in the RFQ. Staff then requested the top scoring firm, Kimley Horn & Associates, Inc., to submit a cost proposal broken down into task orders. Negotiations between county staff and Kimley Horn resulted in some adjustments to the cost proposal. The total cost of $158,000 includes all of the proposed task orders, some of which are optional and may not be necessary for completion of the project, depending on the final design and requirements of FEMA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. After completion of the hydraulic and hydrologic analysis, it will become more clear as to which task orders will be required. The county will only direct the consultant to proceed with those task orders that are necessary as the project proceeds, and will only pay the consultant for those task orders that are performed. Construction will be bid out after completion of the design. The county's estimate for this work, using industry pay ranges for engineering design services, was $147,000 to $177,000. The county engineer recommends approval of this contract. The county is applying for FEMA reimbursement for this project. Brannan Pond Road was damaged by flooding caused by Hurricane Idalia. Stormwater ran over the road, destroyed the shoulder, washed away guardrail, and undermined the pavement. The county engineer has determined that the capacity of the existing drainage culverts as well as the cross-section and design of the road need to be evaluated at this location, to build a more resilient road and drainage structure for future storms, and provide a safer roadway for the traveling public. According to Brad Deal, Bullock County engineer, the design will take into May and then they will need FEMA approval before construction will begin. They are looking at summer of 2024 before they can start the work repairing Brannan Pond Road. Presentations. 1. Kelly Barnard, E911 Director, Activities Report, Next Generation 911. Bullock 911 would like to upgrade to Next Generation 911 technology. However, currently the state of Georgia has not done much to move forward. Many states are still using very old and outdated technology. Next Generation 911 is a state-of-the-art emergency communication system. It is an IP-based technology that will give 911 centers a wide range of ways to receive 911 calls. It will also allow them to receive and process calls as a text message as part of the new technology. Images can be received into 911 and they can then forward images and videos back out to the responders. They would get extra information that they do not get now. Coordinates will include the Z-axis that will give of height so they can determine more accurately where the caller is coming from. It will also allow them to transfer calls outside of local area with all information included into the 911 center. One thing Georgia has done in preparation with GIS standards. GIS is now operating under new standards from the state of Georgia. This allows a good flow of information when transferred to other counties and agencies. The state needs a contract with a company who can make this technology available to all 911 centers across Georgia. When they upgrade our system, they make sure it is next generation capable. All of the states that touch Georgia have already added a next generation technology. Georgia is one of the few states that has not done anything to move to the next generation technology. They know the technology is there, the standard is there. They know what they need, they just now need the state of Georgia to develop a plan to implement Next Generation 911. Georgia Emergency Communications Board has slowed their push for this due to a change in staff. There are questions about funding and upgrades necessary equipment, especially in smaller and poorer counties. 2. David Campbell, Activities Report. There are currently 64 aircraft in T-hangars at the airport and 61 more on the waitlist. They have completed the rehab of runway 624. The rehab cost $1.48 million, with the county share was only $372,000. They are working on a new apron rehabilitation design. The project cost is estimated to be $4.2 million, of which the county will only be required to cover 5% or approximately $210,000. They are working with the county public works to remove obstructions from the approach to the runways. They have removed 210 obstructions. By end of 2024, they should have all of them removed. Airport Day is returning and will be held on April 20, 2024. They have seen an uptick in jet fuel sales recently. They have also seen a decrease in local aviation training. Public comments. Chris Howard, the Ogeechee River Keeper, received a grant to work to upgrade local water-related ordinances. They now have the funding and time to work with the county on updated ordinances. Tim Powell brought up concerns about unintended consequences of the wells and water systems being proposed in Bullock County. He encouraged them to question experts by citing examples where the experts were wrong. Like the Titanic could not sink. He asked for the county to stop their participation in moving forward in allowing the wells. He asked for a countywide vote before they sign any agreements to allow the water. He is not concerned about EPD's thoughts, but want the county commissioner's thoughts. He wants to know what the backup plan is if their personal wells go dry. Len Fatica, retired in 2012 working with public safety in a department using Next Generation 911. It has been around a long time and is an excellent system. On another note, it has been a tumultuous year. We have consistently witnessed people with their Bible in these meetings. However, the quote the Bible, he has never heard anyone say anything about it, love your neighbor as yourself. We need to do so without contempt and hatred in our hearts and work together to get through these issues and do what is best for all people of the county. I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year. Lawton Sack remains concerned about what he claims is a lack of transparency on the wells. He has filed open records request to see the permit and to see when agreements with the consultants were signed. He asked for town halls so citizens can learn more about what is going on. He asked the commissioners to pull the application and he again asked them to step down. Lanny Lanier, agent donation in the press for the amount of $40,000. This was a drop in the bucket based on the tax abatements that caused the county to raise the taxes. At water meeting, a great deal of information that has led to more questions. Citizens of Bullock have questions. He then listed several questions he would like answered regarding the proposed wells. After the Public Comments Commission Chairman Roy Thompson addressed the commenters, look at all of us. We have lived in Bullock County all of our lives. We represent a wide range of businessmen, farmers and community members. Do you think we are going to vote for anything that will be detrimental to Bullock County? You all keep asking about EPD and insinuating that we are withholding information. We have not had a meeting with EPD. There have been no test wells drilled. We can't answer questions until EPD gives us answers. We are not voting for anything that is detrimental to farmland or water or anything else. What happens if we say no to the wells? The state may come in and condemn the property. I don't know the answer. Commission and staff comments. Jeff Akins, county attorney, said that Maurice Jackson, who is the manager of Texas Roadhouse, called and wanted to put a mural of Splash in the borough in New Texas Roadhouse and wanted permission. He has no objections and asked the commissioners if they agreed, which they did not, and all agreed it would be good exposure for Splash in the borough. Brad Deal, county engineer, introduced Ron Nelson, who has been hired as the new assistant county engineer. He retired from Godot and they are happy to have him on board with the county. Tom Couch, county manager, explained that as part of the county's succession planning, they have been focused on hiring and promoting from within. This is the approach they have taken with the upcoming retirements of public safety leadership. Randy Tillman, the current warden at the Bullock County Correctional Facility, has been appointed as the new pubic safety director, replacing Ted Wynn, who is retiring on January 31, 2024. Lee Eccles, deputy director of public safety, is retiring December 31, 2023. With his and Wynn's retirement, they have decided to restructure public safety and create a full-time EMA director position which will report to the pubic safety director. They will be working on hiring an EMA director and will be naming an interim director soon. There are two Bullock County public safety employees with the Certified Emergency Manager credentials, Kelly Barnard, Bullock 911 director, and Ben Tapley, Bullock County fire chief. A new warden of the correctional facility will be named by Randy Tillman. The new warden will also report to Randy Tillman. Doug Vickers, director of Bullock County EMS, will be retiring on January 15, 2024. Brian Hendricks, deputy director of EMS, has been appointed to replace him. Brian Hendricks will also appoint a new deputy director of EMS in the near future as well. Retirement receptions. Bullock County will hold a retirement reception on Thursday, December 21, 2023 at Bullock County EM South on Grady Street for Doug Vickers and Lee Eccles. The reception will be held from 2:30 to 4:30. They will hold a second retirement reception for Ted Wynn on Thursday, January 18, 2024 at the Homebuilders Building. The time is tentatively set for 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Conversation and response has been very positive from employees within these departments, said Tom Couch. It is with a heavy heart we will miss 120 years of experience, and I commend them all for a job well done. With the replacements mentioned, we will get pretty close to replacing them in terms of years of service. The citizens of Bullock County can know they are being left in very good leadership hands. Commissioner Timmy Rushing thanked Ted, Lee, and Doug for their service to the county. Commissioner Anthony Simmons commend Ted and Doug on all they have done for this county. These are men who love Bullock, and what they have done for the county is to be commended. Commissioner Jappy Stringer, I want to thank Ted, Lee, and Doug. I have been involved with and worked closely with all of them for the past 40 years. Their leadership has meant a lot to me. I really do appreciate all they have done for Bullock County. Now as we look forward to leadership coming, I want to thank you all. Commissioner Kurt Deal, thanks to you all for your dedicated service and friendship. Enjoy spending time with family and friends and remember the reason for the season, Merry Christmas. Commissioner Toby Connor, thank you all. You have always been the first to step up when anyone needed you, including my family. Thanks for your service and dedication and all you have done for the county. Chairman Roy Thompson, it has been a pleasure to have worked and served with all of you, Ted, Lee, and Doug. I also want all citizens know how hard it is to come up with answers. In the end, we are going to make the right decisions that is best for all of our citizens. More commissioner and staff comments. In response to the citizens who spoke, Timmy Rushing, commissioner, said, I own a piece of property beside the interstate. I did own the land where the interstate is now, beside my land. I didn't want to sell it. I recall how upset everyone was about the interstate coming through our county. It was in many ways the same kind of issues we are experiencing now. No one wanted land split. However, they used eminent domain and split our land. We don't know what the decision will be. We don't know outcome. We have no report from EPD. Until we know more, we can't tell you more. We will do our best to make our decision that is good for all the citizens. We have signed no agreement. Jeff Akins, county attorney, clarified the comments made by some of the citizens. The EPD permit application has been provided to people. It has been given to a number of people. The revenue sharing agreement has been given to several people. We are not hiding anything. We have received the open records request and will comply with it. Tom Couch, county manager, made the citizens aware of the December 14, 2023 Grice Connect story on the Coastal Regional Water Meeting. In the story, they provided information and ways to reach out to the EPD with concerns about your individual wells and the potential impact the proposed wells may have. Here is the excerpt from the December 14 story Mr. Couch referenced. Individuals with concerns about their wells. If you have a residential well that is not regulated by the EPD, but is regulated by the Bullock County Health Department, and your well in proximity of the proposed four wells or draws from the same water source as the proposed wells, you can send the location of your well and any information you have about your well to askepd@gaypd.org. You can ask them to include your well in the Bullock County Well Permitting Assessment. They need any information that could help them identify your well, including location and water source, would be helpful. Sometimes drillers provide very comprehensive information on the well. If not, the Bullock County Health Department should have detailed information on your well. Please provide that information when you email them with your concerns. Executive session. No action taken. Click here to view the agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of the entire meeting is below. There were technical difficulties with the live stream audio. They are working to get it corrected.